Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shelled for joy yet? Let's shell for joy with me. I really enjoy it. I'm living in the love fellowship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are loving me boundlessly. I feel so warm and so treasurable. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are there from everlasting to everlasting, and they are hovering for love. They are full of love interaction among them. This fellowship is the sweetest, the most glorious, the unity in one and love in this whole universe. Well, I'm thinking it is so blessed to have a part in this fellowship. I can enjoy the affection from Abba, the love desire of the beloved, the Lord, and the encouragement and comfort from the Holy Spirit silently. I can have a part in this fellowship. No longer the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit alone in this fellowship, but we are there as well. This is the supreme class and the most glorious fellowship. It's free to join. You see how blessed we are. Shall we shout for joy together? O Abba, the Lord, Holy Spirit, how precious! We have a part in your fellowship of love. Hallelujah! I'd like to sing a hymn with you in God's family hymnal, the 20th, Psalm 51. Living in the love and blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is no English version, so we'll read the translation slowly. I am the Father's love dream. To be his dear child. The Lord loves the Father and me. He bought me before the Father. The Father, the Lord, suffered greatly in order to accomplish this love dream. The Father, the Lord, rejoice greatly. The Father and me enjoy the deepest affection. Oh, the love of the Father and the Lord. The Lord will continue to make known to us the Father's name. The love with which the Father's has loved the Lord in us. The Holy Spirit dwelled in my heart. Let we cry, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit moves us to come before Father with joy. The Father loves the Lord and me. Bestow me to his begotten Son. I am the Lord's love dream. He wants me to be his sweet darling. The Father, the Lord, suffered greatly in order to accomplish this love dream. The Father, the Lord, rejoice greatly. The Lord and I enjoy the sweetest love. Oh, the love of the Father and the Lord. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am. May be with me where I am. The Holy Spirit dwells in my heart. He longed to glorify the Lord. Bring us to the love of the Lord joyously. The Trinity God, Abba, the Lord and the Holy Spirit, have thought of us since ages ago. We became their precious topics. We became the core of their plan. It's so treasurable. Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit are the unity in one and in love. They really want us to have a part in this fellowship. They long for us to be united with the Trinity God forever. However, they have this love plan, and they accomplish this plan in one accord. Abba sent the Lord to come. The Lord nailed on the cross for us. He accomplished the salvation. The Holy Spirit is sent to apply in our hearts, so that we are united with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit forever, to enjoy all the abundance of Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit. I find what I treasure most that I have a part in the circle of love. I can dance together eternally. Shall we sing this hymn one more time? Then we'll worship together after singing. I am the Father's love dream, to be His dear child. The Lord loves the Father and me. He bought me before the Father. The Father, the Lord, suffered greatly in order to accomplish this love dream. The Father, the Lord, rejoiced greatly. The Father and me enjoy the deepest affection. Oh, the love of the Father and the Lord. The Lord will continue to make known to us the Father's name. The love with which the Father has loved the Lord in us. The Holy Spirit dwelt in my heart. Let we cry, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit moves us to come before Father with joy. The Father loves the Lord and me. Bestow me to His begotten Son. I am the Lord's love dream. He wants me to be His sweet darling. The Father, the Lord, suffered greatly in order to accomplish this love dream. The Father, the Lord, rejoiced greatly. The Lord and I enjoy the sweetest love. Oh, the love of the Father and the Lord. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am. May be with me where I am. The Holy Spirit dwells in my heart. He longed to glorify the Lord. Bring us to the love of the Lord joyously. Abba, Lord, Holy Spirit, thank you for your boundless love to us. Yet I'm originate from the love dream of the Trinity God. It's a warmth, for we embrace by the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit closely. We are the collection in the depth of your heart. It's so precious. We are your love dream and your topics all along. We are your treasures. It's so precious. Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit are so eager to invite us to join this eternal dance of love. We have a part in this circle of love. Abba, Lord, Holy Spirit, help us to live happily in your embrace, to enjoy deeply the union with you. May you bless us. hope you can stop the recording first and have some prayers and worshipping. Then you can read the Bible with us when you're done. Brothers and sisters, let us read Exodus chapter 17, verse 1 to 7. Shall we read together? All the congregation of the people of Israel move on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and taking in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink." And Moses did so, in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they test the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The verses were talking about a sign. Moses used the staff to strike the stone, and water came out of it. The people of Israel had water to drink. This miracle touched my heart very much among the miracles in the Old Testament. For this miracle was about the love expression from Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit. Why do I say so? Let us take a closer look about this matter. As we can see, the Israelites were guided by God and came to a place named Rephidim. We knew it was the commandment of God in verse 1. Everyone listened to God. They moved from the wilderness of Sin, so they followed the guidance of God, and when they reached to Rephidim, they had no water to drink. That meant it was the will of God for them to come to Rephidim. God wanted to test them there, to test their faith towards God. It must be huge trouble for them to have no water to drink in Rephidim. This is just the same for us to face the challenge in our life. But we know that we have to come to God. From the verses we have read, you see, the Israelites came to Moses and quarreled with him. It was not the ordinary quarreling, but to fight. Their words were quite rude. "Give us water to drink." Seemed Moses was responsible to their daily life. The aim of their quarreling was to test God, the Lord. Whether in verse 2 or 7 has shown they put God to the test deep in their hearts. They said, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Obviously, it was their unbelief. They knew it was God who led them. They didn't even believe God. They blamed God who led them out of Egypt. Seemed they blamed Moses on every sentence. As we can see, the whole process of their journey out of Egypt, they passed through the Red Sea, then they came to Marah and Elam, and now arrive at Rephidim, where they had no water to drink. In fact, all they had to do was to come before God together and seek for guidance from God what they should do. I believe God would deal with it. God would surely help them. As we can see, they were really unbelieved and grumbled against God, and their grumbling was quite serious this time. Why? For they even used force. As Moses said, they were almost ready to stone him. But the response of Moses was so different. As you can see in verse 4, the crisis of Moses, not only there was no water to drink, and the Israelites were blaming him. Moses sought God at once. Let us have a look at what did Moses seek from God. He wanted to know, what should he do to these people? I felt Moses believed there was water to drink. God would give them water. But how could he do with these people? He was seeking for these. Obviously, it was a big contrast with the people who grumbled. Hence, God said to Moses, take in your hand the staff with which you strike the Nile, the staff which he used to perform the miracles before Pharaoh. It represents the authority and the might of God. Moses followed the commandments of God one by one. He took with him some of the elders of Israel. He passed on before the people and go to the rock at Horeb. Moses struck the stone and water should come out of it. And this had solved the great difficulty of the Israelites. Why this miracle has touched my heart? You may think, it's true. How powerful is the might of God? Yet the water came out from the stone. I find the love of God is so great. How broad is his love? It is also the expression of love from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe, as you all know, the stone is described as God, just as Psalm mentioned. And who is a rock except our God? Rock represents God is steady, reliable, and shall never be moved. Our hearts can stand firm, and it has clearly revealed in the New Testament. It has explained this miracle is related to the Lord. In the first letter to Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 mentioned, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them. And the rock was Christ. So it mentioned the rock was the Lord. He was struck so that we could enjoy the Holy Spirit, to enjoy the blessings. In the Gospel according to John mentioned, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that the Lord gives will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The Lord nailed it on the cross for us. He was struck so that we can gain the eternal life. And the water that the Lord gives is talking about the Holy Spirit that he sent, will become in him a spring of water that we are thirsty no more. Let us look at the striking. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. Because of us who commit sins, the Lord Jesus then came to carry our burdens. He took our place to be smitten by God and afflicted. In the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 14, verse 27, the Lord said, you will all fall away, for it was written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. This was to fulfill the prophecy in Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 7, from the Old Testament. I will strike the shepherd, talked about God would strike our big shepherd, the Lord Jesus, and the sheep will be scattered. As you can see, the miracle which Moses performed declared the love plan of God. Let us take special attention in verse 6. Shall we read this verse again? God said to Moses, behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it. God was there when the Lord was in the deepest affliction, when he nailed it on the cross. Sim, the heart of Abba, was pierced through with arrows. Yet God already expressed in Exodus that the Lord would come to bear the sins of man. The Trinity God bore witness together. The stone was struck. Talk about the Lord die for us. He was suffered badly what man had done to him on the cross. But the worst thing was he was crushed by God. God mentioned clearly that Moses took the staff which he used to strike the Nile, the staff which represented authority and the might of God. It really moves our hearts, for God stroked the Lord Jesus. He was bruised and died. God crushed his own son. What a difficult task to be done. Yet it has declared the love of Abba to us. Abba won us most. He even sent the Lord to replace us, to bear the consequence of our sins. Abba suffered, and so was the Lord. There was water came out so that we have thirst no more and gave us life. It's the spring of water welling up to eternal life. It means that the Holy Spirit rejoices over us with gladness. He dwells in our hearts so that we can cry out Abba joyously and naturally. He helps us to enjoy the affection of Abba, the joy of this salvation. He do the precious work in our hearts. One of his tasks is to pour down the love of God in our hearts. As you can see, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity God, have committed their all to this love dream. It is their want for us to gain a spring of living water with one accord, to gain the eternal life, to gain the affection from the Father, to apply and to have a part in this fellowship of love. Wow, it's really awesome. The Israelites grumbled against God. They commit sins, but there was such a miracle in the Old Testament. It has prefigured that we could be saved through the salvation of the Lord Jesus, that we can embrace with the Trinity God forever. It's really wonderful. I feel the heart of God wants to express how much Abba, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have been loving us. They want us to be the most blessed. This miracle not only happened in the wilderness of Ravidan 3,000 years ago. This miracle also happened in our hearts. We can experience the living water every day. We can enjoy the love of the Trinity God every day. I really treasure the love from the Trinity God to us. I hope we shall come to the Lord always, to enjoy the living water, to enjoy the fruits of his salvation, to enjoy the beautiful heart of Abba to us. May the Lord bless us. Shall we pray together? Lord, it's so precious. It is such a beautiful miracle which happened 3,000 years ago. But the ultimate aim was to express that the love of the Trinity God to us. Oh Lord, thank you. You bore our sins on the cross. You were struck by God. You take away all the sins in our life. There is no more obstacle between God and us. Hence, Abba gave you the Spirit without measure. You send a helper to come so that we united with the Holy Spirit forever. Abba, the Lord and the Holy Spirit, all have dwelled in our hearts. We can enjoy the living water every day, to enjoy the fruit of the salvation you have accomplished, to enjoy the affection of Abba to us. Lord, may you open our spiritual eyes, help us to see clearly the beautiful heart of the Trinity God, how you want us to gain the greatest blessing in the love fellowship from the Trinity God in one accord, to have a part in this circle of love. Lord, this miracle is very much related to us. Lord, may you help us so that we are full of strength and rejoice by you every day. Brothers and sisters, it's true. I really hope we drink of the living water every day. It is done by the Lord. how he longs for us to enjoy the love from the Trinity God. We shall experience it freely, to enjoy freely. It is so joyous. We can walk on a journey of the wilderness boastfully. May we have the full confidence. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord bless you.